Hello, welcome to the Thursday, June 11th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Over the last few days, we received a couple of emails where readers reported that they received fake resumes with odd attachments. The attachment was always my_resume.zip and then led to CryptoWall. As usual, Pratt has a great write-up about this and about the different infection paths that you will see with this malware. In the more complex case, the zip attachment actually just an HTML file that then loads the malicious file from docs.google.com. The other more direct case essentially just includes the malware as an attachment. And have you got an interesting vulnerability in iOS, in particular in Apple's mail client for iOS? Turns out that this mail client does actually obey the HTTP equivalent refresh mid attack, which can then be used to load another page within the mail client. Now, most mail clients do parse HTML. Very few of them do parse JavaScript. With this, you can essentially get what you usually only can get with JavaScript, and that's HTML that will display a dialog box that looks just like the iCloud login dialog. So the trick here is that someone is reading their email and all of a sudden in iOS on their iPhone, on their iPad, a dialog box pops up asking them for their username and password. Of course, you're somewhat tempted to enter it at this point because you think that it's the mail client asking for that information. I haven't seen it exploit in the wild yet, but given that all the details are out there and it's really a pretty easy attack, I would expect it to show up pretty soon if it hasn't already been used. User education is probably your best bet here because there isn't really any great sort of technical means to defeat this attack until Apple comes up with a patch for this problem. It looks like we're on a roll here with virtual machine escapes. This time it's QEMU. QEMU is probably one of the lesser known virtualization environments, but still actually very powerful and has some unique features like the ability to emulate different architectures. So it's somewhat popular, for example, with malware researchers and the like. And again, of course, it is shared hardware that's sort of the target here. In this case, it's the PCNet network driver. If that network device is loaded, then it's possible to send it some odd packets that will cause a buffer overflow, and with that, arbitrary code can be executed on the host. Now, QEMU also does share quite a bit of code with SEN, and SEN may also be vulnerable for this particular exploit. And Kaspersky released an interesting and very detailed report about what they're calling the Dooku 2.0 malware. Dooku came out a couple years ago, and according to Kaspersky, then has sort of become silent. It was one of the attacks that was sort of sharing some code base with Stuxnet, but was commonly attributed to different actors than Stuxnet. So here in this case, but for example, this malware was found by Kaspersky, not only in its own offices, but also in, for example, hotels that were used as part of the Iranian nuclear weapons negotiations. So interesting piece of malware. If you are into malware analysis, I highly recommend that you read the write-up that Kaspersky came up with. It's very detailed. Also, of course, quite a bit of indicators of compromise, and so that you will find as part of this document. And this week, of course, it's also Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, and security and privacy was certainly a focus. And with iOS 9, there is now new guidance for developers to take advantage of something they're calling App Transport Security, which essentially will list a set of domains to which an app will communicate via HTTPS, and then non-HTTPS communication will be disrupted. it. Now, they're also here advising developers to use HTTPS exclusively and not use HTTP, as we have seen so many, many times for their APIs. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.